Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for February 13th, 2020. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Today, of course, being Giving Hearts Day. We'll have more on that coming up in our second segment of Inside Agriculture. Well, the U.S. and several world major trading partners are dealing with uncertainties surrounding China. Politico says the spread of the coronavirus has killed hundreds of people and sickened tens of thousands in the mainland of China. However, at the World Trade Organization gathering in Geneva, Chinese officials were quick to flex their economic muscles and remind other officials from countries around the world about China's contributions to worldwide growth. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told a House panel this week that the coronavirus will likely affect the U.S. economic growth, but it's too early to predict what kind of impact it'll have.
The question for us really is, what will be the effects on the U.S. economy? Will they be persistent? Will they be material? That's really the question. I think we know there will be effects on China through some part of the first half of the year, and China's close neighbors and major trading partners in Europe as well as Asia. And we know that there will be some, very likely be some effects on the United States. I think it's just too early to say. We have to resist the temptation to speculate on this.
Fresh off a phase one trade deal with China, U.S. President Donald Trump has his sights set on a new deal with the European Union. The president wants to restructure the over $1 trillion U.S. trade relationship with the European Union. Reuters says that's already raising the specter of another major trade war as the global economy is slowing. President Trump has long complained that the EU position on trade is worse than China's. Trump says Europe has been treating us very badly. Over the last 10 to 12 years, there's been a tremendous deficit with Europe. So we're going to be starting with that. In the meantime, U.S. officials say they're willing to work with the U.S. president to address some of the challenges in the relationship. Most, if not all, the ag industry would agree that 2019 was a rough year. In fact, for many, 2018 and 2017 were not much better. However, according to a variety of surveys and polls, many in farm country are feeling more positive about the road the ag industry is on in 2020. But one economist says he's not looking at 2020, but well beyond. Nathan Kaufman is an economist for the Federal Reserve. He says it's not the next 12 months that has the lion's share of his focus.
Keep in mind that we've been in a broadly speaking, downturn in the ag economy for the past 5 years. And if you add another 5 years to that, that's 10 years' time. And a decade is a long time to be in an environment where it's difficult to make investments for long-term planning if you're a producer. So I think what I would worry about is not necessarily what these pressures look like for the next year, though certainly there's places where you could see them building. I think that it would be more if this continues to last.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture.